On the piano, Conan Pappas. On bass, Max Moran. And on drums, Joe Dyson. This is the Bridge Trio. Thank you. The Bridge Trio, live at 92Y Tribeca. Woo, how about that? Yes. Conan Pappas, that tune was yours. You are the pianist of the Bridge Trio, and that was called 125th and Broadway. Correct. That's a nice, soulful spot. I'm assuming you mean uptown, yes?
Yes. Yes, 125th and Broadway. It's a location that's close and dear to my heart. It's where, when I first moved to the city, I lived in that area, and I've kind of hung around and never left since.
Beautiful. Well, we enjoyed that tune, and the next song we're going to hear is another one of your originals. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the next song is a song that I actually wrote for New Orleans. It's called New Round Around, and in New Orleans, it's common that we call our friends rounds just because you see them around so much. So I wrote this tune in honor of that idea, and I hope you guys enjoy.
A new round of rounds from the Bridge Trio at 92Y Tribeca. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Bridge Trio. They're in New York live on the Checkout Live from 92Y Tribeca. I'm Josh Jackson. And that was a standard, Joy Spring, a composition of Clifford Brown's. Joe Dyson, the drummer of the Bridge Trio. Hey now. Good to hear you young guys playing standards. Somebody very important must have taught you such things.
That is right. We have a long history of a lot of great musicians that come out of New Orleans, and they're always passing the tradition on. And we were so blessed to be under the tutelage of Donald Harrison and was able to tour with him out of high school. And he showed us all of the tradition, all of the foundation. And he always was, you know, a stickler for making sure that we carried the tradition on and understand what it is before pushing the envelope and creating other music that's separate. He has his own way of teaching, saying that we have to learn the tradition first to be able to be steeped in that and push it forward from that angle. A lot of people create new music, but it's separate from the tradition. And we're just trying to do our part and make sure that we know the standards and, you know, find little things and make little small changes and, you know, keep it going.
Yeah, it was definitely a more modern interpretation or arrangement, as it were. Yeah. I hope that someday you guys will look back and understand that you're part of the tradition, that you are the tradition.
Yeah.
That's scary, huh? Think about it.
We're still students of the music and we're still, you know, growing every day. So, I mean, it's definitely a compliment, you know, to hear someone else say that you guys are a part of the tradition. So we're doing something right, and that's all thanks to Donald.
Max Moran on bass. Joe said that you're students of the music, but the truth of the matter is that you'll always be students in some regards. And yet, you're teaching. As I mentioned earlier at the top of the program, you've flown up to New York from New Orleans, you and Joe, because you're with Donald Harrison and you're teaching. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what you're flying back to New Orleans again tomorrow to do.
Donald has a program down there in New Orleans called the New Jazz School, and it's a 2-week-long summer intensive for 8th through 12th graders. Joe and myself and Conan, we've all been teachers for the past few years. Conan's just busy this year, but he's part of it as well. And it's just about mentoring the youth of New Orleans, and there's so much great talent down there that Donald is, you know, one of the greatest people at cultivating that talent, and we're just happy to be a part of it. And you know, it's kind of the same thing that he's done with us when we were in high school. And now, you know, since we're a little bit older, we are bringing along the next group of, like, high school kids along with Mr. Harrison.
Well, hopefully some of those kids are in New Orleans listening now on WWOZ. We're also live on WBGO here in Metro New York and also NPR Music. Max, you're going to play a composition of Donald Harrison's.
Yeah, I'm going to let Joe talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
There's a style of music invented by Donald Harrison called Nouveau Swing. I'm going to let Joe expand upon it.
Nouveau Swing. Joe Dyson, what is that?
Well, Nouveau Swing was a stylistic approach that was created by Donald Harrison. And it's found on a lot of his recordings dating back 20 years ago now at this point.
I remember them well.
Well, he marries the idea of dance music where you take grooves from James Brown and you take the same melodies or the same ideas, idioms of jazz, having a walking bass line, the same harmony concept, harmonic structure, and you're able to have both sides. You have the dance element for people that like funk music or like to go to the disco, or you have the swinging side, you know, music that's connected from the heritage of Duke Ellington, Art Blakey, Miles Davis, and he married both of them. So he's the first person to do it, And what we were trying to do was basically pay homage to him. And since we came through his band, learning small stuff, and we have some of our own idioms that we've created behind that concept, where we've taken small standards like body and soul and married some of the urban sounds of New Orleans bounce music, which was Mac's idea, and put that together and finding different stuff to do with it now.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like. This is the Bridge Trio, live from 92Y Tribeca, the Donald Harrison composition, Burnin'.
Thank you.
This one's entitled Now That I'm There. We're going to lead into a Joe Dyson composition entitled Rapture. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys once again. That's Conan Pappas on piano. This is Max Morano on the bass. My name is Joe Dyson. We are the Bridge Trio. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Please be sure to visit our website, thebridgetrio.com, and you can get linked to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Tumblr page, our everything page. And also, we have an email if you ever want to get in touch with us or contact us. It's thebridgetrioband@gmail.com. Also, we're going to be at the table with CDs if you want to take us home. So please be sure to see us after the performance. Thanks, guys, again. The last song that we're going to do is a composition by bassist Max Moran entitled "So You're Leaving." Thanks again, and hope you enjoy. Thank you.
The Bridge Trio, Conan Pappas on piano, Max Moran bass, Joe Dyson on drums. The Bridge Trio. Yes, indeed. Thank you, gentlemen. The future is in good hands. You just have to have a little faith. For those of you who do have faith, you'll enjoy our upcoming performance. It's the music of Thomas A. Dorsey and many other great gospel composers. Don Byron and his new gospel quintet will join us in a few. We say goodbye to our audience in New Orleans on WWOZ, but thanks for listening, all you folks down home, and more great music ahead from WBGO, WWOZ, and NPR Music. Thanks.